Antifa.
What is Antifa?
This is the Portland Police Bureau. This is a civil disturbance and we have declared an unlawful assembly. Leave the area now or you'll be subject to use of force to include crowd control munitions. Leave now.
Hey, please step off it. Please step off it.
Whoa, what the f***, dude? He just touched my
man.
You just try to steal the guy's camera.
My name is Elijah Schaefer, and what you just saw right there was me getting hit in the head. But little does the anti-fascist know that the only deterrent that a man needs is a fake hat that really is a helmet. Knocks up, Buttercup.
They call them peaceful protesters. But for 55 days, Antifa, otherwise known as the famous anti-fascist, have waged a violent and vandalistic war on the streets of Portland, which is now the epicenter of what many are calling a fascist takeover by the federal government, or is it? Welcome back to part two of your favorite show, Slightly Offensive, with me, Elijah Schaefer, the worst show on Blaze TV, but that's why you love it. We're going to be looking at this 55-day war that's been going on right under our noses and answering the questions that you want to know. And we're going to break it down over a few different segments. Number one, we're going to look at how this began on the George Floyd response riots that began on May 29th, how that transitioned to the battle for the Justice Center, and then how that switched to the federal courthouse. And on top of that, just because you guys all asked for it, even though none of you guys did, I'm going to explain to you why this is able to happen in Portland specifically, but also try to explain to you why the leaders in Portland would let their city get destroyed. It's pretty damning, and that's coming up in just a few moments. Please support the show by going to blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive using my code Elijah to get $10 off a year subscription. It is the best and easiest way to keep these reports going. But if you're somebody who goes, I don't want to get a subscription, don't do it. I don't care. Continue to consume this for free, but please check us out on Spotify and Apple iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. It's free, doesn't cost you anything, and it's important that we're continuing to be able to go out and cover the things that matter the most, including maybe I'll be in Portland this weekend. I can't confirm or deny. Okay, so 55 days of war. Let's start. George Floyd. I'm not going to talk about whether or not it was a good thing that George Floyd died or a bad thing. You have your own opinions on whether it was police brutality, whether it was justified. That's not what we're talking about. But the world did respond. And they didn't respond quite well. On May 29th, we saw the entire country and every major city, including right here in Dallas, erupt in some of the most violent and vandalistic moments we've seen in recent U.S. history. Take a look at some of these clips that occurred that night on May 29th and May 30th. And as you can see, as most cities simply created this time to protest in the name of George Floyd and against police brutality, the country and those that were woke, I'm talking about left-wing woke, but the real woke, we're going to start calling us the unwoke, by the way. So if you're actually truly awake, you're unwoke. We saw criminals taking advantage of a moment. Maybe there were protests and peaceful Black Lives Matter rallies, but of course what caught the headlines were like those clips you saw where Antifa and other opportunistic groups broke in to the Portland Mall and hijacked it, stealing some high-priced items, including from the infamous Apple Store. But before we jump any further, realize that Portland protesters have been growing in their efficiency and their ability to wage these protests, including with outside funding. Take a look at this clip of even looking at how they use cars to ram buildings to allow rioters and looters inside.
Got it.
Ready to get away.
obviously, as we start in this George Floyd protest or riot, as I like to call it, there's really not a lot that I need to give you the background on, because if you're living in America, you know that justice for George probably also included stealing a couple of Louis Vuitton handbags, watches, and an Apple computer, because nothing says that I am against police brutality like stealing computers. Really good way to respond. But this 55-day war went quickly from just a riot in response to police brutality to an actual battle when Antifa attacked the Justice Center. And during that weekend, this is when we first saw these attacks. In the Justice Center, it's important because that's where you have the police precinct, you have the courthouse, many different government offices. This building, the Justice Center, is the center for, you guessed it, justice. And by attacking it, the protesters not only waged a war against police brutality, they waged a war against law and order entirely. Now, according to sources on the ground that night, you won't believe it, but there was no major police response to the riots for 5 hours. So for 5 hours, there was no major response to the riots. That's a level of organized dysfunction that you will never understand. And I'm going to explain that a little bit later in the podcast. But as always, before we jump in to talking about the actual battle that began around June 1st and is still going until today, they have not stopped. I want to remind you that we are living in perilous times, and it's so important for you to continue to take care of your mental health and your physical health. And that's why I love a really incredible brand called Objective Wellness. Specifically, I like their immune supplement and wellness supplement that allows me to stay healthy in a time where you never know what's going to happen. Now, what's incredible is that Objective Wellness offers targeted solutions for things like better sleep, which we know hopefully these Antifa kids can get better sleep, but you can get firmer skin. I always have a double chin. I could use that as well. And they're crafted with high quality ingredients. On top of that, they are backed by science. Some people overpromise in their supplements. These give you exactly what you're looking for. So whatever your need is, check it out by going to objectivewellness.com and use my code OFFENSIVE to find out how to get 20% off your first order. But let me tell you this, that there's no one size that fits all. And after endless hours of research, including extracts from natural ingredients like blueberries, microalgae, which provide antioxidants, 6,000 times stronger than vitamin C, you can find something perfect for you or your family. I want to let you know that they are delicious. They're incredible. Check them out at objectivewellness.com. Use my code OFFENSIVE to get 20% off your first order. But I do want to let you guys know, since I like to be clear and honest with my audience, that these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Any products discussed or advertised, as always, are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But check them out by going to objectivewellness.com using my code OFFENSIVE. Anyway, let's talk about this. So we've gone from May 29th through May 30th, and you have this movement where you are claiming to fight for Black people, and you're doing it by destroying shops and corporations, which, by the way, quickly saw how the country turned turned against them during these times. And so it's so weird that as people began to destroy corporations, they quickly let the world know that they back Black Lives Matter and that they are extremely woke, because everybody knows that, corporations are a little bit smarter than people and they'll take advantage of moments like this. But I want to point out this article by KATU from the mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler, which says in a press conference held Monday morning, after a third night of protests in Portland, Mayor Ted Wheeler asked Oregon Governor Kate Brown to activate the National Guard to help protect facilities in the city. Wheeler said that he already asked Brown 3 or 4 times Sunday for the National Guard support. So as the war begins on law and order, the mayor of Portland asked the federal government to intervene specifically inside of the state. Now, you might be saying, but the National Guard is the state National Guard. True, in some regards it is, but it still is a branch of the military. And the mayor and the governor and the senators and the congressmen and the city council today are saying, we don't want the feds. We don't want the external government entities inside of our city. Well, at the beginning of this war, they wanted it. And it wasn't even as bad as it was today, which is where we begin the war on the Justice Center, June 1st through June 30th. A complete and all-out assault on the streets of Portland, a major American city and center of commerce. Well, it wasn't long before the media kept saying these are peaceful protesters. But look, just a few days later on June 6th, these videos were supplied by journalist Andy Ngo, who consistently follows and tracks these. Check them out in the links below. But watch as they throw peaceful projectiles and peaceful rocks at the police trying to guard the Justice Center.
This is the Portland Police Bureau. This is a civil disturbance and we have declared an unlawful assembly. Leave the area now or you'll be subject to use of force to include crowd control munitions. Leave now. If you're in the area of Southwest 3rd Avenue between Southwest Main Street and Southwest Madison Street, leave now.
You know, I gotta say that they're about as peaceful as the religion of peace. I mean, really, it's not the first time we've heard people talk about the religion of peace. I mean, you know, ISIS is about, you know, a few hundred to a few thousand heads of Christians surplus of being a peaceful religion overall. And for those of you guys that are Muslims that watch this show, I know you guys think that sometimes I demonize Islam, but hey, you guys lead the Reformation. You need it. If you really don't want extremism in your midst, then I suggest that you look at the amount of sympathizing in major Muslim countries with extremism, and there is becomes a certain cultural and fundamental resolution to reform the religion, which I know that Protestants did with Catholicism, and they still continue to do. But hey, I'm not the one beheading people as extremism, and I don't have new groups coming out every week. But I'll tell you what, as we continually can say that, you know, Islam is peaceful. And Joe Biden famously said he wishes we would teach Islam more in our schools.
I wish we taught more in our schools about the Islamic faith.
That we realize that the media is on a complete lying hysteria to mislead people about what's really going on. And as we continue to hear that there was no need for outside intervention, that Portland had it under control, while cities like Dallas, within 72 hours, either deployed National Guard or had state police completely get their cities back under control, Portland, as of June 7th and 9th in these videos here, still continued to be assaulted. Watch as more peaceful protesters tear down the barricades and then cry as they get gassed for destroying property. And this is where it really gets interesting. During this time, protesters cried out, "Oh my gosh, we're not rioters, we're protesters. We're against police brutality. We're not doing anything. We're just tearing down fences and throwing rocks and projectiles and things at people and officers. We're just innocent. Our hands have no blood on us." Like the people who cried out for Barabbas to be released and to condemn Jesus. They're saying, "Condemn the innocent." Meanwhile, letting the guilty off the hook. But you're no stranger to realizing how much the media twists and manipulates people who are not paying attention, who don't watch videos, who don't search for the truth, like the enemy always looks to deceive people. It's important to realize whether you're a person of faith or not, deception is a real character trait, and the media is pretty damn good at it. I would say they're actually experts in some ways. But as they like to tell you, it's a few extremists at night waging this war, which technically went from June 1st to June 30th. It appears as though the war didn't stop in the daytime as they wanted us to believe.
the pig!
And so for 27 days, 27 days in the month of June, a war was waged. Who can't get control of their city after 27 days? I'll tell you who. It's police and law enforcement who are not allowed to get their city under control. And I'll tell you this. Watch this video. After the riots were happening, this was from the first riots, look at the city's response to their malls being broken into. Look at the response to the violence that occurred. Was it condemnation? Was it the absolute denouncement of people tearing down their own businesses? Taxpayers. Taxpayer businesses. Of course it wasn't. It was more racial disparity BS that, of course, doesn't exist in a city that is only 5.7% black.
But I want people to understand, when we talk about trauma, when we talk about fear, when we talk about nobody is there to protect us, that's what black people feel every single day. Whether you're going to a grocery store, whether you're raising a child, whether you're walking across the street, whether you walk into City Hall, you have already been targeted. You have already been marginalized. You walk in fear because of the color of your skin.
They're talking about racial and social justice. Ma'am, your city is on fire. Those are flames. I don't know if you passed your optometry class. I don't know if you were born with these little knockers in your face, but that's a fire. The buildings are being burned. That's not racial inequality. I know everyone likes to praise Martin Luther King Jr. whatever about, oh, riots are the song of people who are oppressed. He didn't say they were justified. It doesn't mean they're right. And you as a city have an obligation to protect your people. You have an obligation to look out for the safety of taxpayers who fund you. And as the city burns to the ground, you talk about this is just people that are angry. No, that's not what angry people do. Angry people don't burn down their own cities. That's what terrorists do. Which is why USA Today documents that federal agents were first seen in Portland on June 27th, according to the Oregonian. The newspaper reported that after protesters tore down a statue of George Washington in June, the city came under President Donald Trump's scrutiny. Trump mentioned the city at his Tulsa campaign rally, and the day after he signed an executive order on monuments, federal officers in camouflage were seen outside the federal courthouse, the Oregonian reported. And so this is where we have the first reports of unmarked vehicles and federal officers entering the city. Even though, by the way, as the media likes to say, it was under control, what you saw from the footage is it was not. And that's why I want to let you know that, as always, you can't believe what people tell you, especially big tech. Big tech, as always, will not only watch your internet activity by tracing your IP, but then it uses that data to sell back to advertisers and target you. But if you can see the targeted advertisements and the things that they use your data for, what can't you see? What things online are you viewing and using that are completely missing your point of view? That's why it's so important that you guys use a VPN. And in fact, because you're my listeners, you're not idiots. You're not going to use a bad VPN. You're going to use the best one possible, because I'm going to tell you, ExpressVPN is the number one VPN. It is incredible. And what this does is, by protecting you and encrypting your data so that people cannot steal it, trace it, and allows you to be to operate on the web on an outside server so that you remain anonymous, and also so you are able to access data that may be restricted in your country. This is so important that you check this out. Go to expressvpn.com/offensive. It's really easy. It's quick. Just download it on your phone and on your computer. ExpressVPN.com/offensive to find out how to get 3 months free of a year subscription. Don't wait today. You can't protect the streets of Portland. Leave that up to the DHS and the police officers, but you can protect your data online. Check it out again at ExpressVPN.com/offensive. So the battle switches. The war has been waged. But now we end up in today, into the modern warfare, into the battle that we currently are looking at. The news talks about, oh, these are just protesters, and these are moms and dads and children. Yeah, there are children there. Believe it or not, there are people as stupid to send our kids to a war zone. But I'll tell you what, we're about to debunk the entire media's narrative right now on the war on the federal courthouse. So before we even talk about the fact that people are saying the presence of federal officers is agitating the protesters, I want you to see how protesters actually agitate the federal officers with this nasty woman who is basically calling the officers to fight her.
Come on, you want to play? You want to play? Let's do it. Want to dance?
And she's not the only one. There's this video, sorry for the low resolution, of an officer who was just trying to arrest a rioter who was attacking the courthouse. Vandalism is a crime, by the way. And watch as rioters, peaceful protesters, according to Ted Wheeler, who ironically asked for intervention of outside forces, but is now finding himself with that intervention and now decrying it as insanity, is in a position now where, wait a second, they are violent. And in this post, they de-arrest a rioter. What is going on here? What madness has become of Portland? The media says that these protesters are just agitated by the presence of federal officers. That's why they're rioting. But according to, I don't know, every single journalistic report from May 29th until now, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, have been waging warfare on the streets way before, about 30 days before federal officers first arrived. Debunking their theory that the agitation is because of officers. But why do they lie? Instead, they continue to show people like there's this group of mothers they talk about that are making a human shield in front of the protesters so that they can say they're only moms and they wear all white. I don't know where in history I saw a bunch of people that were violent and using terroristic ideas to scare people wearing all white. I haven't seen that since one of the last time all the women wore that in Congress or since it was popular in the South in the 1950s. Maybe never see those times again. Anyway, these peaceful moms just protecting protesters. Well, here's one actually trying to tear down barriers and kick the federal courthouse. You know, to be honest, though. To be honest, a lot of you guys have moms that were more psycho than that. You know, when you try to tell me that moms at a protest somehow make it more peaceful, I had a good mom. She was really nice and she was great. But unfortunately, I have friends who do not have very good moms. They are absolute psychopaths. And so you make sure if you said they were moms at the protest, you better clarify that they were calm moms. But not this one, of course. I hate to see what she does to her children. But guys, like we saw, the religion of peace take shape in Syria. We saw the protesters of peace throw peaceful projectiles. We also saw just tonight, this is being recorded the day before its release, there were already peaceful protesters trying to light the courthouse on fire.
Stop throwing the rock. brother.
What we've learned today is over the years of the so many beheadings in the name of Allah being such wonderful acts of peaceful expression, attacking police during May 29th and 30th was just a beautiful sign and display against brutality. We're also finding that the arson of federal property is just normal behavior, according to who? Well, according to the government in Oregon. But why would they be saying this? And why can't the police get their city under control? Why can they not get this in place? You guys, as of July 21st, this war is still going on. The media wants to make you think it's nothing. They lie and they smear and they share false media. But what's really going on in this war, and why is Antifa being allowed to wage it? Well, I don't want to be boring, but there is the Mayor Ted Wheeler, also known as Mayor Ted Squealer, and in some ways, Mayor Ted Creepy Feeler, because that's what he does. He gives me the creeps, very bizarre guy. He's known for lying. What's really weird about the structure of the city in Portland is that this is a pure example of how police are unable to do their job when bureaucrats and politicians get in the way. Who would have known that politicians complicate things? I learned something new today. I did, guys. Politicians don't make life better, they make them worse. And so it's kind of funny that as they complain about Trump sending federal law enforcement, including the DHS, the CBP, and different branches into Portland, saying that the government's making it worse, well, I'll tell you what, Mayor, the problem wouldn't even have been around if you weren't in the way first. So maybe Trump is wrong. I don't know. But you were wrong first. It's a good thing, fun to play the blame game, and that's what the government does, although they never accept responsibility for their actions. Well, the mayor is the police commissioner in Portland, and he shares power with the police chief. In fact, in the last 4 months, they have gone through 3 police chiefs, which means that more of what's going on is responsive to the mayor, who sits on the city council. The mayor shares power with 4 other members of city council, actually technically 3, because one is deceased, just like that random assassin who tried to kill the judge connected to the Epstein case, but I won't unravel that one for right now. But he shares power. Now, because of that, including one city council member who's trying to get the power of the police put into her hands as commissioner, the city continually bans the police from expressing their ability to not only enforce the law, but to control the crowd, including a court order shortly after the war on the Justice Center began, restricting the use of CS gas, also known as tear gas. And because there's a shared power and the police chief is unable to do their work, they are told to stand down and they are told to let the city burn, which is why you want to know, well, why are they letting this happen? Why would you let your city burn? You guys, it was all planned this whole time, including with Mayor Littlefoot in Chicago. Democratic cities have planned since day one in collusion with their party to allow their cities to fall apart, to restrict their police from policing. So that as the federal government realizes that the city's collapse and inability to withhold itself, they must send in federal officers. The cities can then say, of course, with the collusion of the media backing them up as their official PR team, that the federal government is fascist, Trump really is a dictator, and as order is restored due to federal intervention, they look like their cities are getting back to normal, but the media gives them the credit and demonizes Trump. Whether you love Trump or you hate Trump, I know that he's pretty all right in my books. And I'll tell you this, if you think it's past them to try to collude like this, I think that you don't know what's going on. But luckily here at Slightly Offensive, we do. And you have to realize this is much deeper and connected to the election. There's a part three of this video that comes out on Friday, where I'm going to be talking to journalists that were on the ground and have been on the ground about what's been really going on and what they've seen, some of those extreme things they've been seeing, firsthand accounts. It's going to be a really great compilation of interviews, drops Friday afternoon. I won't be here. I'm going to be somewhere else covering something big that's supposed to drop this Saturday. But I can't get too much into that because I don't want to blow my cover. Anyway, guys, if you love this show, please continue to support our sponsors and support us by supporting them. But most importantly, if you want to get the show a couple hours early, I try to upload it early, as always, at blazetv.com/slightlyoffensive using my code Elijah to get $10 off. If you support them, you support us, as we are demonetized across the board. And your support allows this show to keep going, the reports to keep happening. I'm being honest. A lot of times a street report, a field report costs anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000 in tickets and hotels and food and equipment. And guys, I cannot do that without your support. Thank you guys so much continuing to support this show. It really means a lot. And please leave us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes or subscribe on Spotify. As always, my name is Elijah Schaefer, the host of Slightly Offensive, the worst show on Blaze TV, but we only attract the worst kind of people, which is our SOBs, Slightly Offensive backers. Thank you guys so much. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out until Friday.